I hate to wait. I hate lines at Target or at the airport. I hate waiting for an event to start, like Mass. I can't wait more than 30 seconds for a test result. Wait rhymes with irritate and agitate. In a cartoon in The New Yorker, a man watched the street carrying a sign reading, "The world is coming to an end again." The gospel's call to readiness is not about waiting anxiously for that precise moment when destiny might arrive, war ending, or reform accomplished, either all made right with the world or all destroyed. It's about being ready for the coming of Christ always, every moment of our lives, no matter whatever else is roiling about us. It's about being present to the coming of Christ, no matter what. So for those distressed at the state of affairs in our country and world with all its current crises, conflicts, violence, and rage, and in the face of our weakened bodies and weary spirits, we do not retreat from faith and its practice as those who have no hope, in St. Paul's words. Rather, we stride more deeply and resolutely into our life with Jesus Christ, perhaps our only hope. Times of testing and decision are always at hand and can happen at any moment in ways we can't possibly predict. Just as medication is best taken before the onset of pain, so too it's best to meet Jesus before a critical moment. If our companionship with Jesus Christ is well established and regularly oiled, we'll be fortified, well equipped, and ready for anything that tests our strength and resources. So St. Paul says today, console one another with these words.